Okay, it's time to restart the Powerful Comics Man Podcast. Ang tanging show na tumatalakay sa mga importanteng bagay na nangyayari sa mundo na walang ibang Pinoy content creator na pumapansin. Wala nang Cheche Boreche. Umpisa na natin to. Nakikita nyo tong magandang dilag na nakikita nyo dito sa screen. A physically healthy 28-year-old woman who had chosen to be euthanized next month. Think about this. Nagpa-schedule siya para mamatay ng kusang loob next month. Okay, despite, kita nyo naman, she looks very healthy, she looks beautiful, she looks like she's having a good life. But gusto niya nang mamatay at nagpa-schedule nga siya for assisted suicide next month dahil siya ay depressed. Okay, so I think there's a lot of things na pwedeng pag-usapan dito sa mundo na ito. And these are like problems na hindi familiar dito sa Pilipinas. Okay, kasi yung depression, although madami na ring depressed dito, it's not really a thing na pinaprioritize, although there had been efforts to tackle it until now, in the past and until now. And I agree that it should be taken seriously. Dito sa podcast, sa TPKP, madami ng mga guests dito ang nakausap ko about it who are suffering from depression, and they are highly intelligent, very talented people, artists, intellectuals, writers, musicians. Kumbaga, it is very hard for people who has never experienced depression to even imagine kung ano yung nararamdaman nila. Merong isang nakausap ako dito, pag sinisingga, pag pumitik yung bulate ng ano, ng depression sa kanya, ng anxiety. Naglalakad siya sa kalsada, no? Makakita siya ng tulay. Kasi mahilig maglakad yun eh. Perfectly well, healthy, able body, brilliant musician. Tapos mapapadaan siya sa tulay. Tapos all of a sudden, mapapatigil siya. Seriously thinking about jumping off the bridge. Diba? And these conditions, yung mga tunay, of course, meron ding mga nag-iinarte lang. I think legit din naman yun. A legit criticism. Meron mga taong, for lack of a better word, nag-iinarte lang. Okay. Pero meron din talaga na legitimately merong maling nangyayari sa mental health nila. Enough for them to jump off a building, kumbaga blow their heads off, or magbigte, everything. Okay, so it is a real thing. But balikan natin ito. Puntahan natin yung article. Okay, so that we'll find out more about this woman. Kasi ibang usapan to eh. Ibang usapan to eh. Parang, this, okay, depressed siya. But the question here is, legitimate reason ba yon para pabayaan mong magpakamatay na lang siya and just give up on life? This woman is from the Netherlands. And the Netherlands is one of the most progressive na leftist na country na, well, at least madami silang leftist values doon that allowed euthanasia to be legalized. Back then, naalala ko 2 or 3 decades ago, na-legalize yung euthanasia sa Netherlands. Pero those were reserved only for people who are really terminally ill already. Kumbaga yung mga mamamatay na, yung mga sobrang tanda na, 'di ba? Yung mga may cancer na talagang nagdudusa na lang, who had been diagnosed to have no more hope basically. Kumbaga exhausted na lahat, and it is inevitable for that person to die soon, and you just want to stop prolonging the agony ng pagkakaratay nila sa sakit, or let's say brain dead ka na. or you are just living because you are hooked up to a machine, and pag in-unplug mo yung machine na yon, mamatay ka na rin. Diba? So those are the things na pinapayagan lang para ma-euthanize ka. Basically, ang gagawin nun, merong medical professional na dadating, tapos tuturukan ka ng pampatulog. Pampatulog muna yun eh. Parang sa ano yun eh. Pag yung magpapa-put down ka ng mga dogs, ganyan, or cats, pag may sakit yung mga alaga mo, diba? Tapos papa-euthanize mo na lang. Gagawin nila yun, din yun sa mga tao. So, papatulugin muna, tapos pagtulog na, tsaka sasaksak yung drug to stop the heartbeat. So, mamatay ka na after nun. Okay, so yun yung euthanasia. Actually, ginawa din yata yan dun sa, no, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the same process that was used to execute yung, sino ba yun? Basta merong rapist na in-execute dati nung 90s. And ganun din ang ginawa. Okay? So, itong si babae na ito, balikan natin siya. Okay, the Free Press. I'm 28 and I'm scheduled to die in May. Some right to die activist. So right to die activist. Kung mga karapatan kong piliin kung kailan ko gustong mamatay despite everything else. May mga activist na ganun. Diba? So may mga aktivista na lumalaban para sa patas na sahod. Diba? Para sa karapatan ng mga kababaihan. Eto, pinaglalaban nila ang karapatan na mamatay kung kailan nila gusto. Some right to die activists want everyone to have access to euthanasia, even young people with mental illness. I hope you can participate in this discussion dun sa mga makakapanood nito. I know this channel reaches only a few people compared to other channels, but these are really the things that I want to talk about. And if you've been following this channel, you know that ito talaga yung mga trip kong pag-usapan. Okay, kahit dun sa Sawsawan Podcast, ganito pa rin yung mga trip ko talaga. Okay, and sometimes hindi namin na isisingit dun yung mga ganito eh. Actually, medyo matagal na to. Hindi ko lang maisingit dun sa mga usapan namin dun kasi ang mga usapan sa Usawan Podcast gets way out of hand every time. Okay, so dito gawin natin dito sa TPK ito. And okay, so itong si Zoria Terbik. What I wanted to say is kung ano man yung reaction nyo or thoughts nyo about this story or my reactions, just I encourage you to comment your thoughts. Okay? Sabihin nyo kung ano yung naiisip nyo para magkaroon ng discussion. Kasi I think these are profound topics na hindi papansinin ng mga sikat na vloggers na pina-follow ng karamihan. Diba? Tingin mo ba tatakil ni na Rendon Labrador to? Diba? Tingin mo ba pag-uusapan ni na sino ba yan? Mga kahit sina Paulo? Hindi ko alam. Sino pa? Kasi hindi naman viral to eh. They might be interested. But since it's not viral, very low ang probability na pag-uusapan nila to. Okay? Eh ako kasi wala akong pakialam kung viral o hindi. Basta, kumbaga, yung interest ko was piqued. Okay sa akin yan. And although this story was viral naman to, hindi nga lang dito sa atin. Okay? It's been viral in the US, in Europe. But dito sa atin, hindi. And I wanted to share these stories from around the world to dito sa mga audience na Pilipino. Okay. So basahin natin ulit. Zoria Terbik. Oh, ito yung pangalan niya. So Dutch siya, Zoria Terbik. 28, expects to be euthanized in early May. So she has around 1 month more or less to live. Kung matutuloy yung kanyang euthanasia. Her plan is said, she said, is to be cremated. Okay, I did not want to burden my partner with having to keep the grave tidy. We have not picked up an urn yet, but that will be my new house. Di ba? Ang quirky pa ng pagkakwento niya eh. Parang it's like shopping for new furniture, 'di ba? It's gonna be it will be my new house for parang bahay, 'di ba? It's she tries to make it as light as possible by the way she is talking about it. And okay. So okay, Sterbeek, who lives in a little Dutch town near the German border, once had ambitions to become a psychiatrist, but she was never able to muster the will to finish school or start a career. She said she was hobbled by her depression and autism and borderline personality disorder. She was tired of living, despite, she said, being in love with her boyfriend, a 40-year-old IT programmer, and living in a nice house with their two cats. Okay, so like I said, this woman is living a very nice life, all things considered, and especially dito, for sure millions of Filipinos would envy yung katatayuan ng babaeng ito sa buhay. At 28 years old, physically she is very healthy, she is beautiful, diba? She is not poor, diba? Yung bahay niya may dito, diba? She doesn't look like she's poor. Naghihirap siya. Yung kanyang ano, parang ano bang tela to, tong blanket niya. And I'm not saying she's ultra wealthy or something, or that being wealthy is a gauge, but my point is this is a life that most Filipinos could only dream of. Okay, and that is not enough for her. 'Di ba? May jowa pa siya, 'di ba? So you could just wonder why? Why would you choose to die sa ganitong position ng buhay mo? And that also, if she is choosing to die, why would anyone condone that and not stop her? 'Di ba? Why would the government basically just treat her as dispensable item na parang okay, ayaw mo na, 'di ba? And as if she has no value. 'Di ba? I know that yung mga right to die activist, this is for me, meron ko, if there's a thing kasi dun sa mga woke, yung my body, my choice. The idea na ikaw ang may nagmamay-ari ng katawan mo. Katawan mo 'yan. Bahala ka kung anong gusto mong gawin sa katawan mo. So kung gusto kong magpatato, 'di ba? Kung gusto kong magpa-piercing or actually linya 'yan dun sa mga pro-abortion, 'di ba? Na kung gusto kong ipa-abort yung katawan ko, yung baby, yung anak ng babae, dahil yung babae ang may katawan, hindi katawan ng fetus yung katawan niya. Wala kayong pakialam. 'Di ba? Gagawin ko kasi katawan ko 'to eh. Gagawin ko kung ano ang gusto kong gawin sa katawan ko. 'Yon. So, abortion, that is a different topic. Madederail tayo if we go there, okay? But dito muna, but for me dito sa in case of the right to die, I think that is even worse than abortion, 'di ba? This is my body, my choice. To the extremist. I don't know if there's anything more extreme than this. Na okay, so right now may condition pang kailangan, depressed ka, 'di ba? What if may kumbaga, well, I suppose if you want to die, any form of wanting to die, I think would be a form of mental illness, eh? Kasi that thinking goes against the laws of nature, of the laws of self-preservation, 'di ba? Everything or yung default stance ng mga creatures sa mundo wants to live, wants to reproduce and thrive. Kumbaga, dumami sila, 'di ba? Yun ang mabuhay sila hangga't kaya nila. Survival, 'di ba? Survival of the fittest. And nature is very harsh on this, na talagang magpapatayan sila para mag-survive. And going against that, choosing to end your own life goes against everything the laws of survival is telling us. So that is why, logically speaking, I think hindi talaga normal na gusto mong tapusin yung buhay mo, especially if you are fully intact, fully healthy, di ba? And kumbaga, sure, meron kang mental illness, and mental illness is actually curable, di ba? Hindi naman terminal yung ano eh, yung pagiging depressed eh, and yung anxiety, there's medication for it, there's therapy, there's support from your peers, from your family, di ba? And you can also find religion if that would help you, if you are a believer, di ba? There's plenty of things to help you alleviate that burden na nakapatong sa'yo because of your mental health. And to just give up on yourself and then everybody else, including your family, your friends, and even the government, give up on you as well. Is it acceptable? Well, in the Netherlands, it is already acceptable. Diba? Meron silang mga euthanasia laws. And ito, legislated na sa kanila yon, 2001 law, diba? Legalization of euthanasia and assisted suicide in the Netherlands. And may mga ano dyan eh. Nasaan ba yon? Ito, kasama dito, people who are tired of living. In October 2016, the Dutch government tabled a draft bill intended to allow for new legal guidelines for assisted suicide for the elderly, even if they are not suffering, pleading that they have fulfilled or completed their life. Ito nga pang elderly lang eh. Ito, I don't know. I suppose, based on this article, walang problema sa batas itong gagawin niya. This is fully sanctioned by the Dutch government. Okay, and then may mga kwento pa siya dito making light of the situation. The parang it's just a cute thing that would happen to her. Parang lang siyang nagva-vlog, alam mo 'yon. The libertarian in me gets the idea, 'di ba? Na parang okay kasi ano mo 'yan eh. Katawan mo 'yan, 'di ba? I gets ko 'yun eh kasi libertarian nga ako eh. So, kumbaga yung mga choices mo like let's say tattoos, 'di ba? Trip mo 'yan eh, 'di ba? Wala akong pakialam kung ano gusto mong gawin niyan. Kahit magpatattoo ka pa nung logo nung ano 'yun, ng Taragis. Wala akong pake, 'di ba? Kung 'yun ang gusto mo as long as hindi ka pinuwersa, 'di ba? Basta may full consent ka, bahala ka. O tsaka hindi walang ibang madadamay kundi ikaw. Pero dito kasi it's an extreme. It's really extreme. And the thing is, if you allow this, what kind of message are you going to send other young people who are suffering the same fate? If you are depressed and you are thinking of jumping off a building and then you see this, diba, ta makikita mo, okay lang pala, diba? This is, kumbaga parang, it's empowering for them to choose death over perseverance. And I think that is the ano eh, the real underlying issue dito. Kasi this woman, hindi naman nangyayari to dun sa mga ano eh, mga matanda dati, or siguro I don't know, maybe hindi, wala pa lang social media noon, 'di ba? Probably meron na ring madami na ring nakaano diyan, may mga ilan na naisipan to, but probably very rare yung talagang gagawin nila. No. I don't know. Yung iba kasi nag-suicide na talaga, di ba? Especially, imagine having this in Japan, di ba? One of the, if not the highest suicide rate on the planet, na bansa. And, I don't know. What kind of message are you sending? One, young people who have grown to be helpless. Kasi I think, one part of this, of course, I don't know her personally, no? Pero she could have been a sheltered kid na I don't know kung ano yung nangyari sa pamilya niya kasi hindi daw siya ganun ka-close sa parents niya eh. Nakalagay dito sa article. You can just read this article for yourself. So, yung relationships niya, hindi okay. And she feels na hindi siya ganun ka-importante. Yun yung things about her about upon reading this article. Kasi kahit nga yung funeral, ayaw niya eh, yung funeral ceremony. Kasi feeling niya walang pupunta. Diba? That her friends would not bother going to her funeral. That's how insignificant she feels about herself. Diba? And, kumbaga, I think that can be communicated. Eh. That can be communicated to her. And her friends could at least, parang, hey, that's not true. Diba? pwede lang tawagan. I'm hoping that there were some of her friends who did that. Na parang, hey, that's not true. Don't think of yourself as insignificant. You are, although hindi ka namin lagi kasama, kumbaga, mahal pa rin kita, na kaibigan kita eh, di ba? Most of my best friends, I have never seen in years. Di ba? Ilang taong ko hindi nakikita. Pero I still consider them as friends that I love dearly. And I'm sure ganun din yung friends niya sa kanya. And she with her friends as well. But dahil dun sa mental illness niya, she thinks differently and she thinks that even her death would not be enough for her friends to bother with her, which is very sad. Diba? So, probably her relationships are not in good order, but again, that is very fixable. Of course, it would not be easy kasi parang, I'm not saying it could be easily fixed. I'm not saying there is a pill na pwedeng inumin mo lang ng isang gamot tapos maayos lahat ng problema sa buhay mo. It will take effort from you, maybe parang kasi maybe nagkaroon kayo ng falling apart nung mga kaibigan mo, nung pamilya mo, and you would need to communicate with them. Tapos magbababa ka ng pride, o kaya magbaba sila ng pride, or magkaroon kayo ng effort to fix whatever na gusto na nangyari sa inyo together. And that is hard to do. Okay, but that is not impossible. Diba? And if you can only fix that if you have the fortitude, kung meron kang lakas ng loob na, one, magpakumbaba, kung ikaw yung kailangan magpakumbaba, or kailangan to even admit na may problema kayo, na meron kang insecurity about this person, about your mom, your dad, di ba? Or to confront them dun sa mga hinanakit mo sa buhay sa kanila. And I think this woman does not have that. And I think that is something that you can teach her. But then again, itong sinabi nung kanyang therapist, nasan ba yun? Ito. So she recalled her psychiatrist telling her that they had tried everything, that there's nothing more we can do for you. It's never gonna get any better. So I don't know what kind of personality this woman has, kung gaano siya ka-open para makapag-usap. Can you still talk to her? Kasi based on this photo, she looks okay, di ba? But you'll never know. Maybe yung mga disorders niya can really go out of hand. Tapos nagwawala pala siya, di ba? May mga bipolar kasi na ganun, na talagang ang hirap kausapin eh, di ba? And yung kasing thing with mental illness, it doesn't only affect you. Dun sa, kumbaga, yung may anxiety at saka yung mga mga suicidal thoughts, and it doesn't only affect your daily life, your routines. It also affects the people around you, especially those people whom you have relationships with. Kasi sila yung makakaranas nung epekto nung pag sinisingga ka, 'di ba? And mahirap makapag-deal sa isang taong depressed, sa isang taong may bipolar. And kumbaga, it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of patience, it takes a special person to to help somebody with mental problems. And I don't know, it seems like she doesn't have people like that. Even her boyfriend doesn't seem to care, or at least that's how she portrays him to be dito sa kanyang alleged post. Meron siyang post daw na kinu-quote nitong article. And again, she is scheduled to end her own life, assisted by a medical professional, early May. And meron siyang mga meron siyang mga instructions for dun sa procedure. Kasi pagdating nung papatay sa kanya, 'di ba? Hindi naman daw na parang okay, higa. Tuturukan na kita. Hindi naman daw ganun. So magkakape daw muna sila, tapos magkukwentuhan, and then she's gonna be asked if she's ready. And ito na lang nag-iisang pag-asa niya. She then asked if I'm ready. I will take my place on the couch. She will once again ask if I am sure. Yun na lang. Hopefully, I'm praying that some kind of intervention happens na pagdating dito, once she was asked if she is sure, maliwanagan siya. Kasi the thing with yung mga accounts ng mga suicide survivors, yung mga tumalon sa tulay, tapos hindi namatay. Kasi minsan ilog yung babagsakan mo eh. So hindi sila nalunod, nasagip sila. Ang account nila had always been, kahit yung mga nagbigti eh, pag nandun na, pag nakabigti na, yung iba nasasagip kasi eh. Once na ginawa na nila, all of a sudden, yung moment of clarity hits them, na parang habang while they're already falling, tsaka nila may isip, oh shit, anong ginawa ko? Ayoko mamatay. Diba? Ayaw niya palang mamatay, pero wala, nahuhulog na siya eh. Pero almost everyone, at least, or actually, everyone na nabasa kong account, ganun na sinasabi nila. And I don't know if that would be applicable to Zariah Terbik, na pagkatapos maiturok, nandun na sa veins niya yung drug to stop her heart, tsaka siya magpapanik and start saying na, well, sedated na pala siya, no? She would already be sedated, so hindi na siya makakapagpanik nun. So, I don't know. Baka pag yung sinesedate siya, hopefully, maliwanagan siya. And people around her, people that care for her, would intervene and do everything na para to stop her. But then again, kumbaga, this is one future that our society could face as well. Pag nagtuloy-tuloy yung mga woke ideology, kasi yung mga ideas naman hindi yan titigil eh. Do you think na parang they would stop with abortion dun sa my body my choice? Kasi sa Netherlands matagal ng legal ang abortion. Actually, yung Netherlands ang probably sila na yung pinakauna na nag-legalize ng mga ganyang bagay, ng abortion, ng mga drugs. Libre dyan eh. Kumbaga, parang lahat ng drugs, kahit yung mga illegal dito sa everywhere else in the world, legal sa kanila. Wala silang pakialam doon. Ganun sila ka-progressive. Ang idea kasi nila is, yun nga, meron kang bahala ka na gawin mong gusto mo. Kung, I'm sure meron ding regulation kahit papano, pero legalized siya. Even the right to die, nandiyan na sila sa Canada, nandiyan na rin sila eh. 'Di ba? So yung my body my choice na dating nagsimula lang sa for tattoos and other physical pleasures, 'di ba? Let's say gusto kong mag skydiving, 'di ba? Pakialam mo ba, personal freedom mo 'yun eh. Ako, ano ako doon? Sang-ayon ako doon. Pero pagdating dito na parang hindi, gusto kong patayin sarili ko, ano ba pakialam mo? Ano ngayon kung wala akong sakit? Ano ngayon kung depressed ako, 'di ba? And that is the moral quandary about this issue. And I don't know. Aabot ba ang Pilipinas sa ganitong level? Which is right now, it seems impossible. Diba? It seems impossible kasi napaka-relihiyosong tao natin dito. And even, may mga kilala tayo, everybody of us, every one of us knows someone who have been stricken with disease na lumalaban, diba? Na kahit gaano sila kahirap, lumalaban sila sa buhay to survive, to tend to their families, diba? Na parang tuloy lang yung resiliency ng Pilipino, diba? Eh yun nga, yung Pinoy resiliency is under attack. Na parang you hear from people na yung resiliency, ano yan? Negative yan. Kumbaga, ayoko niyan, yung Pinoy resiliency. Diba? There are legit criticisms about Filipino resiliency kasi sinasabi nila it's about nagiging scapegoat daw ng gobyerno. But then again, if you don't clarify na yun yung ibig mong sabihin, mawawala yun eh. Ang matitira na lang masama yung Filipino resiliency. Diba? Kung hindi mo sasabihin na actually, kasi ang nangyayari, yung vinivilify na yung resiliency when the actual issue is the government's lack of preparation, the government's lack of yung concern, 'di ba, on foresight and the hindsight ng gobyerno, yun ang problema talaga eh. Pero they are blaming resiliency, and you take out resiliency from the Filipino values, that is one of the recipes, one ingredient para makarating tayo dito wherein life would be diminished as if people's lives are disposable, diba? And I don't know if you allow those kinds of narratives to prevail, slowly but surely the culture will change. And it might take decades, pero pwedeng makarating tayo sa ganito. Kasi yung Netherlands dati, sarado katoliko din yan. Diba? So anong nangyari? Paano sila nakarating dyan? Diba? Because cultures changed. And people who were supposed to protect the culture, to protect their identities, were not able to fight for it. So mapapalitan yung kultura. And it's our choice as a people if we will allow it or not. Okay, so let's see kung matutuloy. Maybe we can update about dito sa story na to later on. And again, share your thoughts dyan sa comment section. Pag-usapan natin to. Like, share, if you please. Yun, paalam.